Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. Hey guys, how are you? So this is more of an impromptu message. I was just sitting on the balcony, listening to the birds and listening to the trees and the whispers of the wind. And I thought about the people I love and what I'm willing to do for their betterment. I'm willing to make the right decisions, try to make the right decisions, and even through the mistakes I make, actively learn from those mistakes so I can continue to make the best decisions, you know, for the people I love. And there are three key people, you know, there are three key people, and myself, it starts with me first, because I have to be in the right mindset in order to make those right choices. You know what I mean? And then my daughter, you know, I have to be able to make good decisions about who is around her, the energy, what information she has, what information she's not ready for, what is she old enough to face? What can I teach her from this trauma? That could be a trauma if you don't address that, if you don't appropriately do your shadow work. You know what I mean? And then my husband, my king, you know what I mean? I gotta do the right thing to protect us, to protect our union. I have to make the right decisions so that we can continue to elevate individually and collectively. And I bring this up to say, for those of you who are in situations, whether it's either you or the other person, and you're thinking about doing something that when brought to light, and I say when because it's always brought to light in some way, shape, or form, or spirit, you know, I want you to think about, you know, that love you have, if it's enough for you to make the right decisions. Because I'm not going to say that, you know, people do things and they don't love the other person. What I'm saying is, do you love the person enough to always want to make the right choices? You know, not to knowingly do something that you know for sure is not a good thing. You know, it's a mistake. It's hurtful. It's an act of betrayal, whatever it might be. That could be a friend. That could be a brother. That could be a sister. You know, that could be a husband. That could be a wife. It could be a parent. Whoever that person is, I just want you, before we make these next choices, you know, especially going into a new year, new beginnings, every day is a day that you can recreate yourself. Every day is a day where you can decide, I want to change the narrative. I'm going this way. I'm going to make the better choice. I'm going to strive to make the best choices, not only for myself, but for the people that I say I love. And if I say that I love them and I'm not thinking about making the right choices for the betterment of their lives, why am I even saying this? Why am I expressing this? What is this thing I call love? I leave you with that. I leave you with those thoughts. Once again, this is very impromptu. Don't forget to subscribe, guys. Follow me on all platforms. Any platform you see me on, follow me, because I can assure you where you see the name Destiny Taylor, substance will always follow. I am here to inspire, to educate, to entertain, to motivate to greater things for the betterment of our world, for the betterment of ourselves, for the betterment of the people that we say we love. We come first, and then, you know, we think about the people we say we love. And let's make the right decisions. Let's go into 2023 making the right decisions. Start now. Start this moment. I hope you share this with someone who needs to hear it. Someone who forgot that they can change their narrative. Someone who is saying that they love someone, but it's not enough to make the right choices. And then you have to ask yourself about the energy that you're attracting and surrounding yourself with that doesn't allow you the ability to fully be capable of love. Love is making the right choices because you care about the betterment of someone else other than yourself, because of course you always come first. On that note, guys, I'm out. So I am sitting here in nature, and this is one of my confessions that I had to face. And I realized that I fear what people might think if they really knew all of the things that I could do, and if I really just put all of those things out into the world, from creating characters and just coming up with random songs, the writing, just my creative process and consulting abilities, what would they think, you know, about my innate gifts? You know, would they be accepted? And what would they say if it's something that's, you know, not from here? Because I'm really not from here. And I realized that in order for me to proceed forward, I have to face that fear. So I have to do something that I haven't necessarily done in the public eye. You know, maybe my closest friends, you know, maybe my king has seen some goofy things. But where it matters, where it impacts the most people, is if I take my gifts and I share them with the world. You know, because that's what they're here for. That's what my purpose is, to give back to the world, to put love and light back into the world. And I'm full of love and light. So I decided to have one of my creative goofy moments with you. And this is what you're about to hear. So welcome to my world. Welcome to me being me. Welcome to just the creative concept of just being yourself, you know. And I say creative concept because we all have this level of creativity within us. And if we truly expanded on it, where would our lives take us? You know, why would there be a need for so much turmoil in our world? Like, why would we be fighting if we could use our creativity for something full of love and light? So, because I don't really get to see a lot of that in this world, I just see a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. I said, well, I'm going to put that back in and show people that I am not afraid, you know, to just be creative. I am not afraid of my gifts. I am not afraid to put myself out there. I am not afraid to make sure that I stay on the path and make the right decisions to fulfill my family, to sustain our future. So, here we go. Hey, Purple Loves. I just wanted to give you a reminder to subscribe turn on notifications, and leave a comment so I can acknowledge you and continue to provide you with content that elevates your mind and stimulates your energy. Also, please visit my website at www.thewordsofmysoul.com and fill out your name and email address so you can be updated on free products, contests, and new content from The Words of My Soul before anyone else that's not subscribed. Thank you for listening. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Someone asked me, why do you not record in a studio? I said, because I have to get the means to do so. I thought that was such a silly question because I don't come from a place of without. I always know that my goals, whatever I need, is achievable. Only if I discover what I need to do to get it. It's always there. So, I said I have to get the means to go to the studio and update my equipment and do wonderful things, wonderful, amazing things in this world. And so, it costs me nothing to sit outside on my balcony and with my cup of tea and say the words from the universe, because it gives life into what I need. I speak about what I want for you and, you know, for the world. And, well, nature is good to me, so I speak to the world utilizing nature about many topics, and I tried different accents. Maybe I didn't try before. And this one may not sound so good, I don't know. But it is art, and it is a part of me in my writing, my creative writing, in this voice that maybe someone will like for a movie or film. Well, anyway, if you're still listening to this that I just made up on my balcony in nature and you found it amusing, I've got so much more.
Guys, do not forget to subscribe. I don't know if you stuck around for that nonsense that I created, but if you enjoyed it, then thank you. And there's plenty more. I like to just live and be free and do what comes to me. And sometimes it's a silly moment that I could visualize in a movie, a film, just a character in something, because she was so annoying to me. But I wanted to try it, and I did. And that's all I can ask out of myself. You know, creativity is definitely here to stay. And I feel like if you use it in the right way, in a positive way that inspires, it educates, and entertains people, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And now I am like very peaceful that I know that I'm doing what I am supposed to. And I know my vibe will find my tribe. Please follow me on all platforms. Make sure you subscribe, comment. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you want me to do some crazy titles or characters, I customize poetry. I do a lot. So just, you know, let me know, you know, how I can help you. And I hope you guys have a great day. And on that note, I'm out.